summarising our very complex conversation, where it ended up going, but where we ended up at towards the end was that we thought that what we really got from today was this maybe this idea that we do need to really concentrate in on this training of humanitarians as well as raising awareness of rights in the local communities about land and about their opportunities to first and get the time and the space within the project to gather information first so that you can understand the context and move forward appropriately and design essentially a program that is actually going to be relevant. But we were tackling that kind of, you know, we're going high-end money, going on the ground, the leaves.
Sounds good. Who else?
Very quickly, we also end up talking about many things, but I think what triggered the initial discussion was sort of two takeaway points. The first thing that we talked about was in Aruna's presentation, the idea of kind of in rural areas using housing to almost establish tenure and then going back to the beginning of the housing value chain. And from Daniel's presentation about post-disaster, we sort of had quite a long discussion about history repeating itself in different contexts, and that it sounds like even after all this time and many disasters that have happened, people, that land tenure somehow is falling through the gaps and it's not quite considered as maybe as urgent an issue as it is and given the right attention to it.
Right. Who else? Yes.
A few of us had actually a light bulb moment where,
LED.
Was the diagram that was in the last presentation about knowledge and how it being this sort of the foundation for sort of before you can progress with anything, and then you must have that basic being met, and then also looking at land rights as also being a basic foundation to any further development and to overseeing WB, and so specifically looking at the context. We also looked at the difference, differences between urban and rural responses, and but also the disaster versus long term program response to land rights.
A couple of points that you brought up. One being the timing of using playgrounds is the point of you can't be worried about alpha zone and people have got more children. Again, simply to be renting that whole point of people. They become the most vulnerable people that have to be in lives to
Thank you. years trying to keep quiet here. You guys
there? Yeah, I mean, I think coming from, you know, back when we didn't know all that much about Planetaria, it was, you know, really eye-opening to see, you know, the extent of the issue and, you know, really describing that point of the importance of land and shelter and how, you know, that lack of it, you know, leads to so many things, but the ability you have it leads to so many, you know, improvements and benefits in your life, and the need to really raise that awareness in the community. Like we were saying, we didn't really know much about it, so it's no surprise that the community is not involved in that learning, workshop, and training.
I was with those guys.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, mini workshop is closed.